The Bob Burns Show with Shirley Ross, Leo Gorcey, Eric Ralph, Clarence Nash, Gordon Jenkins and his orchestra, and the Suitcase Six. And here he is, America's favorite storyteller, Bob Burns.
Oh, thank you. I want to thank you, folks, for that wonderful reception. Anyone would think you had been rehearsing. But that is just what I need to bring me back to earth. Honestly, ever since Monday, my mind has been floating in the clouds. I went down to the Shrine Auditorium Monday, and I heard the Philadelphia Philharmonic Orchestra under the direction of Eugene Ormandy. I couldn't help thinking as I sat and listened to that music, that is what this country needs today, is more music. I want to tell you, this country is passing up an opportunity. We could have the biggest, the greatest musical organization in the world if we take advantage of it. Now, I didn't mean that the way it sounded. I only told that then to so you would applaud and give me time to get over to the piano. I'm now sitting over at the piano. I'm going to surprise a lot of people. A lot of you don't know that I go in for that high-type music, like the Philadelphia Philharmonic. But I want to tell you people underneath this rough exterior, underneath this rough exterior, I am a vulture for culture. But there's one thing I can't stand. It's just these popular songs that you come out with today. Ain't they terrible? Just look at that title, Shoe Fly Pie and Apple Pan Doubt. Why, when I see a title like that, I don't know what to sing it, play it, eat it, or spray it with DDT. Now, I just play the piano just to feed my own soul. Now, listen. Don't that do something to you? Now then, I declare my fingers just fly over the keys like lightning. They never hit twice in the same place. I'm not like most piano players. Most of them start at the beginning of a number. I don't. I start in the middle and blast both ways. You notice I don't have any music. You people can see I don't have any music. I don't play by notes. Well, I don't play by ear either. I just throw the piano down and play it by brute strength. I know a lot of you envy me. A lot of you would like to get in on... Oh, pardon me. A lot of you would like to get in on the music, but you just stand back because you can't play an instrument. Well, don't let that bother you. If you can't play an instrument, if you don't have any music about you at all, you can always lead the orchestra. Now, I have composed little numbers. I composed a little number that I want to play for you. It's a love song. And, of course, I'm not going to sing the words because all love songs are just the same. They all say the same thing. It's, I want you, I got you, I lost you. So I'm going to sing. I wrote this little number, and I call it Love is Like a Pretzel. It's the same old story with a new twist. Anyhow, here's the way it goes. Thank you.
goodbye. But if you have to, baby, go ahead and have your cry. I'll be your baby, baby. Someday, maybe, maybe, baby, you will learn to love me too.
Man in San Fernando Valley tonight. He is Robin Burns, who has just purchased his own seagoing boat. So out at his home in Canoga Park, we find him all full of pepper, even though he has spent most of his sugar, so he could be an old salt. He eagerly awaits the arrival of Shirley Ross so he can surprise her with the news. And here she is as she walks up the steps and rings the front doorbell. Come in. Why, hello there, Shirley.
Hello, Robin. Well, what's the big surprise you have for me? Shall I open my mouth and close my eyes?
Well, you will open your eyes and shut your mouth when I tell you what it is, Shirley. Shirley, I just bought me a boat.
Oh, that's fine. Now, what's the surprise?
Well, that's it.
Oh. Oh, that's wonderful, Robin. Do you know anything about sailing a boat?
Do I know anyway? Well, I want you to know, Shirley, I come from a long line of seafaring men. Had a great-grandfather, Captain Kidd Hinks. He was a pirate. Here's a picture of his boat right here.
Oh, he wasn't really a pirate, was he?
Why, certainly. You don't think that skull and crossbones he's flying means he was carrying a cargo of iodine, do you?
Well, let's get on down to the harbor, Robin, and take a look at your boat.
Just as soon as the piano tuner gets here.
There's nothing wrong with your piano.
Well, it sounds kind of out of tune to me. Suppose you try and see what you think of it.
Okay.
Sometimes I'm happy, sometimes I'm blue. My disposition depends on you. I never laugh away from the sky if I can find the sun in your eyes. Sometimes I love you, sometimes I hate you, but when I hate you, it's 'cause I love you. That's how I am. So what can I do? I'm happy when I'm with you. Sometimes I'm happy, sometimes I'm blue. My disposition depends on you. I never mind the rain from the sky if I can find the sun in your eyes. Sometimes I love you, sometimes I hate you, but when I hate you, it's 'cause I love you. That's how I am. So what can I do? I'm happy when I'm with you.
Sounded wonderful, Shirley. I didn't hear a sour note. In fact, you made the piano sound just like a full orchestra.
Well, thank you, Robin. Hey, hadn't you better call up that piano tuner and tell him you don't need him?
Yeah, I'll do that right away. Uh-oh, too late. That must be him now. Hello there.
Howdy do. I'm the... Oh, no, I ain't that. You see, I'm a... Oh, Jack, what am I?
I don't know.
Well, anyway, I come over to... You see? I come over to... You know... Maybe I shouldn't have come.
Well, are you the piano tuner?
Piano tuner? Maybe I am. Well, what do you know? Say, that must be what that correspondence school course was all about. Never could figure out what they were driving at.
Well... There's a piano over there.
Oh, you don't say. Well, now, that's the first time I ever saw a round one.
That's the washing machine. This is the piano over there.
Oh, say, that's going to need a lot of work. Yeah. Needs cleaning bad. Look at them keys. Half of them are black.
But I'm more interested in the tone of it.
Well, let's see how she sounds. And a rooty toot too. You know, I shouldn't be doing this.
Why not?
I can't play. Except, of course, for my unfinished symphony. Want to hear it?
Unfinished symphony? Yes, sir. I sure would like to hear it.
All right, get a hold of yourself. Ready? Well, what do you think of it?
Was that it?
Yeah. When I leave something unfinished, I do a good job of it. Bye.
Well, we might as well get started, Shirley.
Hey, just a minute, Robin. Here come a couple of sailors into the patio.
That's Leo and his pet duck, Morton.
Hi,
Leo.
Hiya, Pops. Hiya, Shirley. Me and my duck extends a naval salutation to you. Ship ahoy.
Ship ahoy!
My, Morton, you certainly look cute in your little blue coat and your little white duck pants.
Say, he looks like an ensign. Is that the highest rank you could give him, Leo?
Well, I did have him dressed like an admiral, but he kept eating the scrambled eggs off his hat.
Where in the world did you get that sailor outfit, Leo?
I made it myself.
You made it?
Sure, there's nothing to it. Just took a pair of winter flannels, dyed them navy blue, and put them on backwards.
Look. Look, son, it takes more than a sailor suit to be a sailor. None of us will ever be the sailors that my grandpa Snazzy was. I don't want to discourage you, but there was a man I think the greatest navigator that ever lived. Grandpa was sitting on the banks of the Arkansas River one time. Don't let me interrupt you. And there was a flood. The river was out its banks, and here coming floating down the river was a man on a house. And the man saw Grandpa, and the fellow hollered, says, which way is the Mediterranean? Ocean, that is. Grandpa says, well, I'll tell you, brother, he says, you just follow the stream till you come to the Mississippi, then you make a right turn, and you just follow the river and you come to where it opens up, and then you turn east. He said, the Mediterranean Ocean is the third ocean on the left.
If Leo's going to run the boat on this trip, just include me out.
Don't worry, Shirley. I'm going to be the captain. And, Morton, you can be in charge of the crow's nest.
What?
Yeah. Maybe you'll meet some nice crows up there.
There are no crows in the crow's nest, Morton.
What? Aw. Don't cry, Morton. You'll have a chance to meet a lot of lovely seagulls.
How do you like that, Duck? Just like all sailors, he wants a gull in every port.
Hey, Pop, can we take a trip to Hawaii?
What do you know about Hawaii?
Oh, I made a lot of observations about it. Would you care to hear what I have observated?
What?
Hawaii. Like almost all islands, Hawaii is completely surrounded by water. And the inhabitants are always surrounded by hula girls. Dancing a hula is as simple as a twist of the wrist, only you twist it clear down to your ankles. The Hawaiian language is very simple. Aloha means both hello and goodbye. So when you meet a girl and she says aloha, you don't know whether she's giving you the rush or the brush.
Well, that's enough about Hawaii. Now let's get started to the harbor.
Yeah, let's go. Sailing, sailing over the ocean far.
If we take your uncle's slug, we'll never pass a bar.
That's not funny, Morton.
Oh.
Oh, sailing, sailing, just like a lot of others. But if we meet a native girl, we'll have to leave her, brothers. Now, that's funny, Morton.
Oh.
He's home for a little while. He's mine once again. No need to tell, but it feels simply swell with him close to me, where he's supposed to be. He's home for a little while. I live for his kiss. I hit the sky when he looks in my eyes, and my knees grow weak. Different from the boy I used to know a while ago. Strange how much he says without a word, and when he holds my hand, I understand. I'm his, but forevermore he's mine. Mine alone. We'll have to part, but he's close to my heart. For the little while he's home, we'll have to part, but he's close to my heart. For the little one, he's
thank you.
Bells and all's well.
I'm
ahoy, First Mate Gorsey.
Ahoy, Captain Fine.
Where have you been?
I've been up on the 25-cent deck.
The what?
The two-bit deck.
You mean the quarter deck.
That's what I said.
Look, Robin, the fog is coming in on us.
Sound the fog horn, Leo.
Why in the world did you get that horn, Robin?
Do you have to ask that on this program? All right, all hands on deck.
Aye, aye, sir.
Gee, this is fun, isn't it, Robin?
Yeah, it'll be even more fun if we get the boat in the water.
But all kidding aside, it is a beautiful boat. When's it going to be finished?
Oh, in a couple of months. And it is pretty, Shirley. Prettiest thing I ever saw. In fact, it's a hard coal 40.
Are they
pretty? Then we can go places all over the world.
Got me crying again. You've got me crying again. What is this love all about? I'm in, I'm out. You're kissing right from the start. Came from your lips, not your heart. You make me happier than somebody new. Looks good to you. You've got me crying again. Just crying for you.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.